Mary had a little lamb,
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
President Biden has tested positive for COVID. The symptoms are said to be mild, and he has not been hospitalized. That news following a new and prominent call for President Biden to exit the 2024 race. From California Democrat Senate candidate Adam Schiff, who writes, "I believe it is time for him to pass the torch." Schiff told donors last weekend, "I think if he is our nominee, I think we lose." Schiff is the 19th Democratic lawmaker to urge the president to step aside. Those calls had grown quiet after the Trump assassination attempt. The president does maintain support from progressives like Bernie Sanders and the Congressional Black Caucus. But in a new development, Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries together urged the DNC to delay its virtual roll call vote that would finalize President Biden as the party nominee. Party officials considered holding that roll call as early as next week, but now say they will act by August 7th. Last night, the president saying what would make him leave the race.
If there had some medical condition that emerged.
Also new tonight, after pausing television ads following the assassination attempt, the Biden campaign is going back on air on abortion rights.
Trump and J.D. Vance don't care about women.
Through a young woman's personal story. The ad names Mr. Trump's new running mate, who has previously spoken against exceptions for rape and incest, but supports the Trump position that states decide. Today in Battleground, Michigan, Vice President Harris called out Vance's views.
This is a fellow who in the United States Senate participated in blocking protections for IVF. And has made every indication that he is for a national abortion ban.
Yes, he is for a national abortion ban. J.D. Vance is. There is no question about his support for a national abortion ban. Of course, last night you heard nothing about a national abortion ban from J.D. Vance, nor did you hear anything about Project 2025 from J.D. Vance. No, instead from J.D. Vance, you heard, that he's from Middletown, Ohio. But you didn't hear anything about him living in Silicon Valley. And you didn't hear anything about him being a venture capitalist or a hedge fund manager. Or a private equity guy, or friends with Peter Thiel, or friends with Elon Musk, or tech bros, supporting him and trying to make the dollar so weak that crypto will become the thing, not a thing, but the thing. You didn't hear anything about that last night. Nothing about that last night. What I did see last night was Felon Fest continued on. I don't know if you saw this or not, because it happened kind of early in the thing. But, I told you, Peter Navarro, I run into sometimes here in Florida. Because he lives in a building where my mother-in-law used to live. She has passed since then, but the apartment still remains. And he lives two floors above her with his gal pal who likes to parade around on the private beach there in her red, white, and blue bathing suit with Mr. Navarro, who I address as Mr. Navarro. And so he got sent to jail because he was in contempt of Congress, even though he had gone on the TV, especially on Ari Melber's show. I mean, he was on that show, like, so was every single lawbreaker in the Trump campaign. Every single one of them was, they would answer, Ari Melber's request to be on his show. They would come, and he's a pretty astute attorney, Ari Melber is. He graduated from Cornell, so he's, a well-educated guy. He's got a good grip on the criminal law and election law. I mean, he's smart. He just is. And they just, view everyone that works at MSNBC as being, people you can trifle with. I don't know how else to put it, but they're all brilliant. The reason why I'm not there is because I don't have a college diploma, okay? I don't have a degree. I'm not a Rhodes Scholar. Well, I am, but I'm not, officially. But anyway, make a long story short, they're very smart people. And he had gone on Ari's show and he announced that it was called the name of what they were doing with the fake electors and the swing states and the whole, you know, effort to overturn the results of the free and fair election was called the Green Bay Sweep. Remember that? Everybody remembers that. Well, when he was subpoenaed to give testimony and or provide any documents that he had about this Green Bay sweep that he was so busy telling the public about, he was very proud that he was a lawless, a dupe, right? And so when he was asked to give testimony, he refused. He refused. And so they sent him to prison for 4 freaking months. He got out yesterday. And of course, the minute he got out, they flew him to Milwaukee to be on the stage with the gal pal, okay?
All right, this is where I'm going to have fun now, because I'm going to leave you now with the last three words my beautiful fiance said when I left that morning for prison.
For prison.
They weren't, "I love you." That was a given. She simply said, "We got this." We got this. That's what. Bring my girl out now.
We got this. We got this.
That's what these lawfare jackals don't understand.
Lawfare jackals.
When they put people like me in prison and fire figurative and now literal bullets at Donald Trump,
she dresses like that all the time.
They assault our families. On election day, America will hold these lawfare jackals accountable. Now, here's the sweetest thing that's going to come off my lips. Vote Trump Vance 24 for Trump 47.
What? That's very catchy, Mr. Navarro. Very, very catchy. So it's like Felon Fest over there. And tonight we have a man who has been convicted of 34 felonies, has been fined for fraud to the tune of about $500 million, $468 million. His lawyer has been disbarred. He will probably go to jail as well. In the audience, you had fake electors who were the delegates for this, Felon Fest. Peter Navarro, fresh out of jail, fresh out of jail. Oh, you popped your cherry. But you did it right. You told him nothing. You gave him nothing. Ooh. I mean, and he's standing there. He's going like this. With his gal pal. I mean, this is just wow. And these people who are assembled there are all about it for the Law and Order Party. It's a little wacky. It's a little, weird. J.D. Vance last night, I don't know. I mean, I followed his career because in 2 years, I mean, I remember when he was running for the Senate and Donald Trump got on a stage, right? And J.D. Vance really, really needed in Ohio Donald Trump to endorse him. And Donald Trump didn't want to endorse him because, remember, J.D. Vance said that Donald Trump could be the next Hitler. And, called him all kinds of, threat to America, blah, blah, blah. And so, but when J.D. Vance decided that was in 2016 when he was promoting his book, Hillbilly Elegy. But then when he decided to run for Senate, he knew he needed Donald Trump's endorsement. Well, I remember at one of the rallies, Donald Trump got out on stage and totally humiliated J.D. Vance and said, "He's kissing my ass." Got his name wrong, called him J.P. I don't know, called him JP something. It wasn't Vance. He didn't know his name at all. But he said, and then when he learned his name, he said, "He's kissing my ass, everybody. Boy, he really wants this this endorsement. He's just kissing my ass," right? And then he got out there last night, introduced by his wife, who got like no applause, and a lot of inquiring looks.